and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study right now, we're looking at the word truth and how that truth is necessary for there to be success. And no matter what a person does, there has to be truth involved in that. Now, if we use man-made methods of relying on gratuitous humor and entertainment and storytelling to soften the message of Jesus Christ in the local church, to appeal to the people at the expense of straightforward biblical preaching, we're telling God we want to do it our way and not His. Well, there's a warning in the Word of God that talks about this. Proverbs 16:25 says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Now, I've been talking about local churches, how that there are many churches in trouble today, and people are in trouble who go to those churches where those churches are not standing on the Word of God. What does the Bible say that we are to do if we find ourselves in a local church that's not preaching and teaching the Word of God? 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, "Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." A local church should never attempt to build a church man's way. Why? Because it leads to death. A local church that lets God build His church His way will be more concerned with leading souls to Christ than with filling the building. Doing it God's way means eternal life, not eternal death. Now, let me say there's nothing wrong with having a large crowd in a local church. There's nothing wrong with that as long as those people are soul winners, as long as those people have been won to the Lord, not just being members of a local church saying that they belong to a church, but they've been born again, children of God who are serving God, doing God's work His way. What's happened to the local church? What's happened to many churches today, so-called biblical churches? I believe that one word is Satan. Satan's goal has always been to tempt men to trust their own feelings and methods over the Word of God. Christ was tempted by Satan to do things that were not right. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 1 says, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil." Well, with each temptation to give in to human feelings, Christ said this, "It is written." Well, where is it written? It's written in the Word of God. Jesus quoted Old Testament scriptures. All scriptures given by inspiration of God, and we've studied that. Everything in the Word of God is the Word of God. When man is tempted to build a church on man's methods instead of following God's will, the right answer to the temptation is what Christ said. "Get thee behind me, Satan." Get hence, Satan, Jesus said in Matthew 4:10. Temptation is not the sin. Giving in to the temptation is the sin. We need to do it God's way. The preaching of God's word in the liberal church is often replaced with drama, dance, comedy, and other variety sideshows. Nothing should take the place of the preaching of God's word. Nothing should overshadow God's word as it is to go forth. Modern methods are being used to be more entertaining and to be more relative. What happens when and after a fundamental church lets the devil take over? Well, there was one church in the Akron Baptist Temple. Maybe an example that I should use here. It was once among the biggest U.S. churches. Now the church is empty. The Akron Baptist Temple is now the home to looters and squatters. The Akron Baptist Temple first opened in 1934 with 14 members. It was in a school auditorium. It was led by Dallas F. Billington. The Akron Baptist Temple grew to nearly 7,000 parishioners by 1969. At one point, the church boasted the largest Sunday school in the world. Well, the last pastor, and I'm going to name this fellow, Ed Holland, sold the church to the Reverend R.A. Vernon, senior pastor of the Word Church, for $1.5 million in 2018. The church property was once valued at $40 million. Well, the property is now once again up for sale. Maybe it's already sold again. Maybe it's torn down, but now I don't know. Windows were smashed at the time that I looked at this, and on multiple floors, the windows were gone. Weeds were overtaking the parking lot. Plywood boards covered the back entrance that have been pried open by squatters and looters. The inside looks like a tornado came through. In October of last year, I believe it was, police were called to the church 31 times, arresting 11 people, sometimes at gunpoint. According to a realtor, a prospective buyer will possibly demolish the buildings. Maybe they've already been demolished. I don't know. Well, what happened to cause Akron Baptist Temple to end up on the heap? One of the largest works in the United States ended up on the heap. Why did that happen? For some years, instead of traditional worship services, liberal contemporary worship services were held. No biblical separation, no leadership in caring for the sheep, and lost souls. Who was the culprit? Satan himself. And now, that once great lighthouse for the Lord Jesus Christ is gone. Why? Because the devil got in. When amusement is necessary to get people to listen to the gospel, there will be failure. And this is not the method of Christ. To form an organization and provide all kinds of entertainment is to be foredoomed to failure. G. Campbell Morgan, a great man of God, said that December the 9th, 1945, is when he went home to be with the Lord. So even back then, when this man was alive, things, people were not standing for the truth. Well, is truth necessary for the local church? You see, we people who represent a holy God should never have it in our minds that we are going to win to Christ the world, the unsaved people, by being like them. We people who represent a holy God are to proclaim the truth at all times. When a pastor or God's people start depending on worldly activities to build his church instead of depending upon him, the truth, then the result will be another Akron Baptist Temple gone. John chapter 3 and verse 21, "But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." If we do the truth, then people will have to admit that what we do is of God, according to John 3:21. We need to be standing on the Word of God today, doing the Word of God, listening to the voice of God, praying, studying His book, studying His Bible, and letting Him lead and guide us. There's something that seems to be missing in these so-called contemporary churches today. Something missing, and that's preaching. Biblical doctrine has become irrelevant, not important. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." God the Holy Spirit says in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1 that I just read, that those who say biblical doctrine is irrelevant, in other words, not necessary, are listening and teaching doctrines of devils, demons, according to 1 Timothy 4:1. Well, in 1 Timothy 4:13, Paul tells Timothy to pay attention, give attendance to doctrine, he says. Well, what doctrine? The whole counsel of God, the teaching of the Scriptures. 1 Timothy 4:13 says, "Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine." Not reading just anything, but reading the Scriptures. And those who teach that the Scriptures are irrelevant are walking on dangerous ground. 2 John chapter 1 and verse 9 says, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son." Well, what do we find in many churches today? Messages have become shorter. Messages change with circumstances of the times. We notice messages that used to be years ago that people stayed to hear the Word of God. They weren't in a hurry to get out and go somewhere, but they wanted to hear God's Word. Things have changed. People are not standing on the truth. Some people look at the Word of God and they say it's boring. If you're one of those people, you need to take stock. You need to look at yourself. You need to turn to God and say, "Oh God, forgive me. The Word of God is the most important thing. And I want to hear it." That's what you need to be saying to God today. "I want to hear and I want to see and I want to read your Word." Messages of compromise are presented to draw bigger crowds in many churches today. People compromise the stance that God has given us in His Word that we are to stand on. One modern preacher said this: "People will forgive even poor theology as long as they get out before noon." God help us not to put food, physical food, in front of the spiritual food that God wants to give us in the Word. It's better to keep the congregation comfortable, some people say, and some people just want to have it their way, just like that one restaurant says, "Have it your way." Well, God says, "Have it my way and you'll have success." Well, the means of having padded pews, air conditioning, heating and sound system, so forth, so on, there's nothing wrong with that as long as we don't get lulled to sleep. Lulled to sleep in the sense of forgetting God. Being comfortable could also happen when preaching tickles the ears instead of reproving, rebuking, exhorting, and giving out the doctrine, the teaching of God's Word. 2 Timothy 4:2, Paul told Timothy, "Preach the Word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine." Do it no matter how you feel about it. Do it, give it out, and let people know. "Thus saith God." Well, some congregations, they look at it like this. Some preachers say it's better to keep the congregation entertained. The time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. And that's happening even today. 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, "When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." Instead of being entertained in church by the things of the world, we need to be interested in the things of God. God help us as God's people not to be the children tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Luke 24:32 says, "And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the Scriptures?" Our hearts need to burn with and yearn for the heavenly manna from heaven, the everlasting Word of God. May we get closer and closer and closer to the Lord until we can feel Him right next to us. And may we wrap our arms around Him and say, "God, I love you."
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.